So let's talk a little football now with Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Hey, John.
Hello, Zoe.
So, John, I want to talk job security. That's after U of M football lost pretty badly, I'd say, to Notre Dame last Saturday. And there is some talk about Michigan coach Brady Hoke and his job security. Is that fair?
Whether it's fair or not, of course, this is the business of college football. So there it is.
What folks are saying is he's got to do better on road games, right? And for the first time since 1966, Michigan will be on the road at MSU, at Ohio State. How big of games are those?
Very big, especially when Ohio State seems to be down. They had their star quarterback, Braxton Miller, who's a Heisman Trophy hopeful. He went down in the offseason, and now the backup is clearly a far backup, it looks like. They've already lost to Virginia Tech at home. So Ohio State is not what it was. Michigan State is still good, but they got beaten themselves, of course, by Oregon at Oregon. And the whole Big Ten right now is down. So even though Michigan's not a great team right now, certainly, the way the schedule lays out, people would expect them to win some games.
So what is going on? I mean, what is this dynamic here then between home games and away games for the Wolverines? Is it just the team? Is it Hoke?
It's hard to figure in some ways. This team under Hoke is 0-12 on the road against ranked teams. So in other words, whenever they play anybody good, they lose on the road every single time, unfortunately, for Michigan fans. Bo always told me, Bo Schembechler, that is, the old coach, and I can't quite figure this one out, but he swore by it, that you never knew how tough your team was until you went on the road, because they're cheering against you, your friends aren't there, it's 60 people versus the world, and your goal is to shut up 100,000 people. So far under Hoke, that seems not to be what they're doing. And the other catch right now with Hoke, Hoke is a beloved figure. From the day he took the podium as the head coach and said, when someone asked him, are you going to have to rebuild? He said, this is Michigan, for God's sakes. So that went on T-shirts very quickly. They went 11-2, but then they went 8-5 the second year, 2012, and then 7-6 last year. So unlike Rich Rodriguez, who was unpopular at first and was winning more games but never quite won the fans over, Brady Hoke won the fans over immediately, started out very strong, but he's sliding in the wrong direction, and that gets people anxious.
Right. Now, a sports writer for the Detroit News compared Hoke to Rich Rodriguez, as you said, U of M's former coach who was fired. Now, Rich Rod was fired after just three seasons. Hoke has a better record than Rich Rod, but as this Detroit News writer said, Hoke was not brought here to be mediocre. He was brought here to win championships, which he has failed to do.
That is true, and Hoke, I suppose to his credit, came out right away and said, look, this is Michigan. Our goal every year is a Big Ten title. So even when they won the Sugar Bowl, a BCS Bowl, in his first year and went 11-2, which is very good, obviously, he said, we didn't win the Big Ten title, so therefore it's a failure. Well, sadly, by his terms, therefore all 3 years have been a failure, and this fourth one is setting up to be another one if they don't get their ship going in the right direction.
So then what happens?
What happens, I think, this year, if it's not make or break for Hoke, it sure is close, I think. And to me, it's less the number of total wins at the end of the season, not, you know, 8, 9, or 10, but the direction of the program. Are they getting better? Is there reason to think that another year would result in better results, of course? And in that case, of course, what you're trying to avoid is a revolving door of coaches whereby every 3 or 4 years you get a new one. That is not good for recruiting the next great coach, of course. You get a reputation for that. So that's not a good thing. The flip side is mediocrity is not Michigan's milieu, naturally, and in the last 10 games, Brady Hoke is 3-7. That is not the right direction.
Okay, let's come back to the present day, short term. U of M playing Miami of Ohio on Saturday. They've pretty much got to win this game, no?
If they don't win the game, really, it's over, because this is Miami of Ohio, keep in mind, not Florida. And this is also a very bad Miami of Ohio team, even by their standards. So this should be a walkthrough. And then they get a little bit tougher against Utah and then into the Big Ten season. But this one should be a walk through the way App State was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. John U. Bacon, sports commentator for Michigan Radio. Hey, John, thanks so much.
Zoe, always a pleasure.